Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudging sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's having a mighty fine day. Enjoying a nice day. We got things going throughout the week as we coming right up on the middle of the 2014 racing season. A lot of racing been going on this year, different parts of the country. A lot of conversation, a lot of talk going around about a lot of different stuff. A lot of upcoming events coming up. So we're going to talk about some of that stuff tonight, see what we can come out with. Also, we're going to talk about some things ourselves when it comes to these cars, coming to these races. One of the big things I like to say is the back half races going to start heating up, or they already started heating up, may I say. At least down this way. So that brings me to upcoming events, Tommy Dog Show Enough Racing, Ultimate Grudge Fest 4 will be going down August the 9th, North Star Dragway. We'll be going down. Of course, everybody that don't know, it's the race that was taking place the last couple of years at Dallas Raceway. They no longer open. We're now doing it at North Star Dragway, August the 9th. We've got a good show that we're going to try to put on for the fans. And the races, you know, as you know, a lot of time you do these races, people think you make a whole bunch of money, but it's not really what they think it is. It's not like they think it is. But more so than anything, we try to come up with a venue for the races and for the fans. So what Atomic Dog and Show Enough decided to do this year. There's so much talk going around about the back halves and extreme back halves and whatnot. We decided we're going to have two back half races. Extreme back half and regular back half. Extreme back half and regular back half. At the Ultimate Grudge Fest 5. At the Ultimate Grudge Fest 5, we're going to have two of those. We got some cars that been invited. They want to come. And we're going to see how that pan out. Also, you know, you always have a 580. And we're going to do a Jackpot 7-0. But we got Grudge Motorcycles are welcome. They're going to be running for a Grudge belt. They're going to be running for a Grudge belt. These Grudge Motorcycles, man. Got to take your hats off to Steve Lander. Getting these guys coming out. They showed up down there in Temple Dragway for me. put on a good show. So we doing this one. Try to bring some action for the fans. And as we know, we like to always don't want to forget about the ProMart card. As some of you might have seen on the fly, we had the big bad Tree Man going up against Peanut, the GTO, showing up racing. But for the ones who you don't know, and the ones who was at San Antonio Raceway, they know Peanut was in an accident. So we won't be able to pull that race off. But we have Jackie Divas from the Texas 10. Jackie Divas stepped up, gonna go in the battle and run Tree Man. Gonna go in the battle and run Tree Man. That should be a good race. Jackie told Tree Man, I believe over a year ago, he liked to run him. Tree Man, you know, of course, Tree Man, he tried to blind anybody. Tree Man want to race. Ain't no second guessing that Tree Man wants to race. So we're going to put that show on for you. And hopefully the fans come out and enjoy some great night of racing in North Star Dragway with those back halves. Tell you what, man, we got a lot of back halves out here. And we're putting this $3,000 up in extreme back half and asking each one of them to get it that's an extreme back half. Put in $500. That'll make that pot $5,000. They're going to bet on the side. They feel like they got action. The back halves, we're going to put up $2,500 to win. No entry fee. $2,500 to win. No entry fee. You get in it, you see somebody you like. Y'all can do y'all betting on the side and make some action. You guys, that's free money. That's free money. That's out there for grabs. Hopefully we get to have a good show. Got some guys that would like to come get in it. We're going to see where that go. So mark your calendars, August the 9th. Comic Dog and Show Enough Racing, Ultimate Brewers Fest 5, North Star Dragway. Gates open at 4 o'clock. And welcome everybody out. Try to have a great night of racing. Tonight's topic, before we get Ernie on, Sharon, we got Ernie on here. Before we get him on,
yes, sir.
We're going to put out here. All right, Ernie. The nice topic is going to be about, and we want some input on this, so I hear different stuff. I hear different stuff. What makes the back half extreme versus a non-extreme back half? You hear people say you got a extreme back half. You hear people say you got a back half. And you hear some people say they got an old school back half. And we just kind of want to put some stuff out there and see where it go, see how people characterize some of this stuff, because I heard this stuff when it came down to the Pro Mod and the Top Sportsman, what made them different, what made a Pro Mod versus what made a Top Sportsman, and some of the stuff folks were saying, you know, which make the difference. We just want to see if some of that stuff apply when it comes to extreme back half, non-extreme back half, and even some folks use the term old school back half. I'm just curious, and I'm quite sure some folks in Grudge World curious about it also. Also on this topic tonight, knock, knock, who's there? It's not personal. It's grudging. You can run, but you can't hide. Well, folks, think about that when we get to it. We're going to talk about it. What does that mean to you? What does that mean? Who's running? Who's hiding? It ain't personal. is just grudging. All right. Let's go to Ernie and see what Ernie got. How you doing out there today, Ernie?
Man, Tracy, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's a tough one, Ernie. You're not going to draw me into that one. We're going to leave that one out there for the folks. That's one that's hard to figure out. We just got to get in where we fit in, all I can say.
God almighty. I've heard that argument out here now for probably, I'd say, 8 years, and they ain't figured it out yet.
I'm with you on that, Ernie. You got to get in where you fit in.
Hold on a second. I'm getting an echo. Do you hear it, Tracy? You hear it, Tracy? You getting it? I don't hear, but it sounds like I'm echoing. No, it's Ernie. I'm getting a bad echo too. I don't hear echo, but I'm echoing somewhere. And there's only two mics open.
You still here?
Okay, I'm not in your computer at all.
I don't have a computer on it. Yeah. You hear it now? Still here?
I still hear it.
Yeah, I hear it on yours too.
I don't know where it's coming from. Let me try this, and you tell me if you still hear.
Well, I don't hear it now. Oh, there it is.
Is it still there?
Yeah, still there.
One, two, three, four, five.
You still here?
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I think it's gone.
Okay.
You said it's gone now?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're cool.
All right. Okay. You know, there used to be had to have a stock appearing chassis. So what they would do is build a round tube chassis and then box it in with square, with sheet metal. Well, you look at it, it's stock tube. I mean, stock chassis, but now it's got a round tube in it. Well, is that a super modified, unlimited? That argument's been going on a long time. And there ain't no answer to it yet.
That's right.
By the way, Tracy, give me a call tomorrow. I looked at that video that you sent me along with that other picture, and I can tell you a lot more about what's going on.
All righty.
All right. I'll introduce myself first. Hey, I'm Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. I have a show on Monday night, Ask Ernie Tech Talk, where we get into any questions about race cars. It doesn't matter if it's box stock appearing, 28, 29, big tire, pro mod, you name it, grudge racing, we discuss it. Last night, we got into fuels, octanes, what's needed, what compression, should you mix fuels? And Tim with Renegade Fuels was on with us and handling some questions. And to give you just an overview of what we were talking about last night, was that all the fuels that you need to use are more relative to how much compression that you're running and the cubic inches you're running. If you're running a 10-to-1, 11-to-1 motor, you don't need to run C16 or C23. You need to be more back into the 100s and the 102s. If you've got one that you're spraying a lot of nitrous on, you might go to a 110. But to start getting into the C16 range and the C23 range, and I'm using these designations because a lot of y'all are familiar with the VP fuels, it comes down to, if you figure what your compression ratio, 14-to-1 and down, use a C16. 14-to-1 up, use a C23. Now, there can be some variances But that's your biggest throw right there. What compression do you need? Can you overdo the fuel? Okay, well, the C16 runs good in my car. I'm going to go get the C23 because, it's better. It's got more octane. It's got more this. Well, just the opposite happened. Because of the thickness of the fuel, in other words, the specific gravity, the scientific weight of the fuels, is how they're done. And a heavier fuel is like syrup, and a thin fuel is like, or light fuel, is like water. And that's probably the easiest way to when we're talking about specific gravity, it's not only the weight, but how fast it flows through a specific jet. So if you've got a motor that's running C16, you don't have high compression, you're not pouring a lot of fuel in, and you put the C23 in there, the first thing that's going to happen is the car's going to slow down. And you can't get it dialed back out. You've got to keep your fuel regulation of what your motor requires. Keep the proper fuel in it. Now, if you're running a grudge race motor, high horsepower, high compression, high nitrous, and, then don't fool yourself because the motor doesn't care. If you're above 14 to 1, you need to be at C23. Below 14 to 1, now, okay, I'm 13 and a half. Can I run C23? You probably can. C16 is going to run better. If you're 14 and a half, can I run C16? I wouldn't recommend it. You could probably tune it in and make it run, but C23 is going to be better for your engine. During the conversation of the fuels, we had a caller call in and talk about a fuel company that, I'll be honest with you, I hadn't heard about before. A company called Fuse. So I told him I would find out about it. Well, I spent all morning this morning talking to the owner of the company. He had some good points. And so I stayed on the phone for nearly 4 hours, grilling him about his fuels. Why are they good? What's bad? How do they compare? Same thing you'd want to know. Well, I was convinced with what he was talking about, that he kind of knew what he was talking about, that next Monday night, the owner of Fuse Racing Fuel is going to be on Ask Ernie Tech Talk. So if you got a chance, stop by and listen to it live, call in or text message in, and let's get your questions to him. But definitely go back and listen to the archive that we're going to put up there. It's going to be very interesting. You guys with big motors, a lot of nitrous, you need to pay attention to this. This is y'all's, it's almost going to be y'all's show. It'll work with the smaller cubic inches, but it's basically meant for the guys that are out there looking to go balls to the wall. So, Tracy, it's a little tease for next week. It's going to be interesting. I learned some things this morning, and I think he learned some things this morning. He's a good fellow. Sounds like he's in his mid-40s, been in the fuel business most of his life, chemist, and he has a different – it's also unleaded fuel. Why not lead it? Well, we run unleaded fuel as a detonation base to a cushion. Well, it coats things. So when you run a detonation base fuel, which is like lead, you also have to run a scavenging chemical in there that washes that lead out. So this is unleaded. You don't have any probabilities with health hazards, handling, contamination, spillage, and all that stuff. But definitely pay attention tomorrow. Tracy, I know you listen in, and get in there and let's ask him some questions. This is going to be really interesting.
Are you saying it's going to be tomorrow?
Excuse me, not tomorrow.
Next
night.
Monday. Monday.
Monday night at 6 o'clock. I do apologize. But, yeah, definitely listen in. It's going to be interesting. I think we're all going to learn something. So, okay. Y'all got any questions, you know, give me a call. I know a lot of y'all been calling me, and I really appreciate it. Hope I've helped a lot of you. And, you know, it's CompuCard Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. About as easy as you can get. And let me, you know, give me a call. Let's talk, see if you got some problems. I'll see if I can handle it for you.
All right.
What you got, Tracy?
All right, Ernie, man, we're going to talk about, you know, some of these races, talk about some of this extreme, non-extreme versus what's old school back half. Man, we got a lot of back halves here. One thing about it, Texas ain't got nothing else. Texas got a hell of a lot of back half cars, and they all built all kinds, you know. So we got this race coming up, man, with these classes. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
All right, Tracy. Well, I tell you what, when you find out which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know, give me a call and let me know tomorrow, because I think y'all going to be talking about that for a while. Tracy, I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good evening, guys. Later,
all right, Ernie. Appreciate it. All righty. Okay. With that said, Shem, we got any hands? We'll go to the line, see if we got anybody got anything that they want to bring up or something on their mind or somebody had a race this weekend and won. I know of a couple of some of the guys that probably ran, I don't know who they are, and sometimes they might not get benching, but I believe some people sometimes go to track and race and we don't know who some of the guys are that I'm familiar. So if anybody knows some of the guys who really we don't know about, don't speak about that, feel free. But we got some hands up. I want to see what they got to say, if they got some event they want to talk about or some race they want to talk about or some lock in. If not, man, we're going to kind of try to do the best we can to try to make some sense out of some of this back half, extreme, non-extreme versus old school. So we got anybody?
Okay, I've got a block caller with their hand up. Block caller, your mic is open. Block caller with your hand up. Your mic is open.
They might not know the
NQ. Flick, your mic is open.
Hey, proper evening to you, Michelle and Tony Dow. What's going on with Flick tonight now?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting back here, man, checking out the show as I always do, man. I want to say top evening congratulations to my teammate tonight, man. You know what I've done is found that we normally do this past Saturday there at the Batman show, man. It was a good time. It was a good event. And, you know, we went there to go take care of business. We did that. You know, Mr. Tony Ford, we came out victorious. It was a good race. But I just want to say, top evening to my teammates. And, hey, man, top evening to you and Michelle.
All right. Hey, y'all doing pretty good. Y'all got a pretty good winning streak going out there, right?
80-0, baby, 80-0.
I ain't mad at you, man. You're engaging, you're doing your thing. So keep on doing all I can say, man. Keep on doing it. But you're doing it how you want to do it. So we're going to see. Okay.
All right. I'm going to get back in the bush here.
Got another caller?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, well let's talk about this. I want to know as many people as possible who have some input. It's just your opinion. A lot of this stuff is opinion. It's what we believe, how we look at it, where we race at, where we go. I mean, what is it, man? What, in your opinion, makes a car extreme versus non-extreme or so-called old-school back half? I just want to know. We got a lot of back halves here in Texas, man, and guys are racing. And like I say, we're going to put this event on
and we got two classes because some people, you know, kind of want to separate some of these cars. And you got cars around here can't run. They got to travel way out of state to get a race or something like this. We don't really have nothing for them here in our home state. So, you know, hey, we decided we'll do two classes in the back half. We got enough cars, and we'll see how they go and put the money out there, man, for the race to shoot at. Also, try to make a great show for the fans to come out and enjoy seeing some of these cars go down side by side in action. So I like to know, what is the difference in people's opinion, and why do you see it that way you see it? So push the one button and tell me what you think about that, because I hear a lot of people, first of all, I hear a lot of folks try to say, and I'm going to use myself, or I'm going to start out with using myself for example. I hear folks say, I have an extreme back half. Now, extreme back half to me, I don't think I fit with a 3,000-pound car. Ain't nothing, in my opinion, at 3,000 pounds about my car I consider extreme. Now, I'm saying that extreme to me means something, and what makes it extreme. I know some folks think it got something to do with weight. Some folks might think it has something to do with bars. I'm just curious, and I'm putting it out there, and I almost hear that the Grudge World know. What do you think? Go to the line, Sharon. Help me out. Let somebody help me out with this. Sharon, you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting on a hand to go up. 512-1891. Your mic is open.
People scared to talk. People scared to talk about it. All these back halves out there, man. I'm listening. Go ahead. Who is this?
It's LG Pee-wee.
What up, Pee-wee?
Sam. And
I'm just different to your opinion with extreme back half and old school. Your opinion. What's the difference? What makes it extreme?
What the thing of it is, I got a back half car. People don't know nothing about me, and I really don't care. And what you think I got, I look at my car, and then I look at your car. I guess it's the same thing. Mine might be a little older than yours. You know what I mean? But am I in the same category?
Are you in the same category as with your car? A back half car, and my car as a back half car. I really hadn't looked up under your car to see if your car is in the same category for a back half. And I'm gonna say this: it's just my opinion. And anybody feel different, push the one button. We'll talk about it. My opinion. When I hear old school back half. From what I know and what's old school back half, if that car is done back half from behind the driver's seat back, my opinion, if it's back half from behind the driver's seat back, to me, that's old school back half.
Okay.
That's we're my
back, we're back to the weight. Okay, the weight that you said, a 3,000-pound car, right?
Yeah.
Back half. That, I don't know what you call it. I'm trying to get on the same page and listen to what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
A 3,000-pound car, my car weighs pretty much in there. And I got a small car.
Okay, well, would you say you got a back half, or you say you got an old school back half? I'm not sure how you, my opinion now, I'm not sure how you built up under your car. I don't know if your car is built from the firewall back like that, or your car is built from the back of the driver's seat back like that. I really don't know. I know you have a back half, but I don't know where it's been started back half from. You know, it's one of them. This is one of them topics, man, that is opinionated. And you know, I'm just curious. So, you know, you tell me what do you say you have? It's your car. What do you say you have?
I'll tell you what. It's an outlaw car. It's an old car. And it's an old outlaw car. And it's a four-link. If anybody want to know what I got, this is a car I want to tink ass with. And I want to know it's just about the size of the tire and all that. I got full interior. I got dashboard. I got turn signal. I got brake lights. It's all inside like you can get in your new car and ride. That's what I'm trying to say. But and that's it. That's what I got. Four-link car. 3,000, about 29, 50, whatever. That's why I said Dobson, 77.
All right. So, I mean, that's what you got. So, you know, you really didn't say whether you call it a old school or you just call it a back half or you call it extreme. You just kind of see how you sit with a four link up under it and back ass. Okay, Tinker's out here listening. I heard you say you want Tinker. So he's out here.
Well, I want his ass. I don't want no excuse about it. Well, you got a back ass. You got this. I drive my car down the highway, but I'm just telling you. I want to know since you brought that up about back ass cars and all this.
Are you ready to lock Tinker in? Are you ready to lock Tinker in or something? You ready?
You know what? I lock my money when I get to the track because I don't want no squabble. I'm a man. I can hold my own money. I'm my own bank. So, if a man won't run me, we just do it. But I do want to run it. And I'm throwing this out here for him so he won't. Since you're talking back, hey, I don't want to hear y'all holler. Well, he got this. He got that. I'm going to tell you what I got. But I want his ass. That's the only reason I pushed the one button. I want him to get on that. Let him
go. He on here.
And you come out of here, and I'll let you see what I got. All you got to do is come out of here. You know.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, just hang on. He on here. He might push one and holler at you later. We'll see. We're going to go to the next call and see. We want to get these folks' opinion about this back half stuff. We like to know what people think about it. You know, hey. We might like Ernie say, we might not never come to an agreement what folks think about it or get it put in the category because, hey, people have difference of opinion, but you see all kind, I see all kind of what they call back half, and some of them I don't call back half, and some of them I do call back half, so that's why I say, hey, you get in where you fit in and let that be the reason. So let's go to the line, Sharon, and see what some of the other folks got to say.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
What's going on, Miss Sharon Tracy?
What up, Tree Man?
Hey, Tree.
Hey, I mean, on this old school back half and extreme back half, we gonna get are we gonna come to a conclusion on that tonight, or just what we feel at extreme? Or what we feel is old school. Because in my opinion, old school is old school car built up with all the weight in it. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, on the extreme back half, also, I'd say the lighter car with the new technology with the big-ass motor. I mean, but that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure it's a line that can be drawn that really determines what's old school and what's extreme.
Yeah, I hear you, Tree Man. I mean, I hear you. I mean, you know, you got some of them cars out there. There's a lot of those cars still out there. And a lot of them out there that's been modified, and just because they've been modified, and some folks still want to say that, you know, they're old school. You know, it's out there for discussion. We got these races coming up, and you might hear people saying, "Hey, man, this car ought to be over there. This car ought to be over there. This car here is not back half. That car, they're extreme." You know. Hey, is it always in the cough, because I hear some language that's going across the country. I hear some language say it's not in the car, it's in the cubic inches, or whatever person thinks it might be for the motor size. Not saying a person know exactly what size the motor got. I'm talking about when they say 4840, when they say 550, or when they say 52, when they say 53. I hear some folks across the way will categorize it in a different category because of the 3, 2, 5, 4, 8, 40. So, I mean, you know, I'm just kind of throwing it out there for discussion because, you know, hey, around here, we got to do what we got to do. We're going to try to make action with some of these cars some kind of way. So, hey, let the mother folks push the one button and let me hear what they got to say.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Hey, Tom and Doc, how you doing, man?
What up, Tony?
Man, I don't know what the confusion is about an old school back shaft. I mean, there's things that have changed a lot. That, you know, old school back shaft cars from the back of the driver's seat back. That's an old school back shaft car.
I agree with that myself.
The new technology is from the firewall back. A lot of people, you know, that they got bent out of shape on the rules and loopholes were left in, so that they started making them from the firewall back. Which, you know, it's the same thing the car you bought, my old car. That thing started off as an old school back shaft ladder bar, and ended up to back seat, back four lane. Then it ended up to a firewall back. But you also got these people out here that don't understand what back shaft racing is. Back shaft racing, you must have the stock firewall in the stock location. Or you're not legal for any back shaft racing in the world. If you don't have a stock firewall, you didn't get to run. It don't matter what you had. If you had a car to run 20 seconds, you didn't get to run. You must have a stock firewall in your car to be a true back half car. And that's my opinion.
I hear that a lot.
We all know what a true back half car is, but that's what we all had back in the day. This is all we could afford.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. That makes sense what he said, because I got firewall from the firewall back. That's what I got. So it made a lot of sense. Appreciate you saying what you said. That's all I need to know. I want to know what I got. So that's cool. I got firewall. I got it all. So now I want to know what class I'm, you know, I'm going to classify myself, because I want to race, and I ain't scared to race. So that's cool. I appreciate it. I don't know you. But thank you, man.
You can't classify a back shaft car by what size motor it has in it. I mean, you look at the Jekyll Hyde car. They got the best money can buy. That's all there is to it. But that man still has a stock firewall in the stock location, the stock frame rails from the firewall forward. They come out with these Kim Smith front frames and other front frames over the years. I didn't like it. I still don't like them, but I've also put about 15 of them frames on cars that didn't pick up the ET one iota. So I'm not going to complain about
that. Answer this for me, Tony. Answer this. Since you said that, and everybody around here know about the Jekyll and Hyde car per se, you know, most people that kind of keep up with racing a lot, they kind of know. Now, I'm going to ask you, and it's just your opinion. You know, you're opinionated. You don't mind talking. You don't mind speaking your mind. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Just your opinion. To you, what classifies a back half car with this terminology that's being said now around the country
extreme? What's making it extreme, in your opinion?
My opinion is it don't matter if it's extreme or whatever, whatever you want to call it. If you do not have the stock firewall and the stock frame rail that runs up there past your A-frames, and you cannot bolt stock parts back on it, then it's not legal. I mean, you take the stock firewall out of a car, you got to want to be pro mod. That's what you got.
So therefore, your opinion.
And ain't nobody in the world can go out there and tell you that you couldn't put this motor in that car with that stock firewall. That's a damn lie. Look at the Jekyll and Hyde. They don't make no bigger motors than them. They got the biggest made. And that's a stock firewall, buddy, in every car he's got. And it ain't been moved. It ain't been touched.
So do you call a car just a fine back half car, or do you call a car extreme back half car? Why do we come up with this term nowadays that people say extreme? I heard your opinion. You were saying that it have nothing to do with the motor, but I hear, conversation around the country. Some people try to justify because of the motor. Whether you got a twin turbo, you kind of automatically went to extreme. Whether you got a 5-inch, a 5.2, a 5.3, you kind of went to extreme. You kind of went to ProMod versus Top Sportsman. You hear all kind of stuff out here, and I'm just trying to. Where do we go with this? In my opinion, get in where you fit in. It's grudge racing. You get in where you fit in. That's what I like to say. Get in where you fit in. It's grudge racing.
Let me explain this a little bit better to you. There ain't no such thing. Back half car is a back half car. They're calling a back half car from the firewall back now. Fine and dandy. The true back half car is from the back of the driver's seat back with stock floorboards, stock firewall, stock dash, stock frame rails running from your ass all the way up to the front bumper. That is a true back half car. Now, when back half changed, I'll tell you exactly when it changed. His name was Kenny Barnes. Kenny Barnes stepped up and read the rules and bent every rule that was ever made. And he got out there and came here because he was the man with the most money. He didn't have the biggest money, the biggest motor. He probably had one of the smallest motors, and he won every race he came to. But that car right there is the most illegal back half car if you knew how it was built and how it was made.
And that's when
rules started changing. They got little loopholes in rules. I wouldn't call a back half car nowadays. I tell you this, if you went back to the King of the Hill days, there ain't none of them cars up east would be allowed to run any back half cars in Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma. There ain't now one of them cars legal. There ain't now one of them cars got a stock firewall, nor do they have a stock frame or a frame that you can go buy over the counter. Now you get down to the... This talk about this extreme class you're talking about. This extreme class you're talking about is a man that's got the most money. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right. I'm saying you're right.
So your opinion, if a person got a lot of money, he automatically went to extreme just because of what he bought.
Yes.
Anybody beg to differ on that?
There's a lot of cars out there that you can make cars. But if you let three cars in, you ain't coming.
Hey Trace.
Yeah.
I'm a beg to differ on this statement. It's some cars. That's running real fast, guys. I feel like it's got something on the combination.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm just being, this is an open discussion. When you hear, mean, you hear, and I'm just putting it out there because, like I say, we got these two races. We got this race coming up. We got these two different classes, and they just being called extreme, and they being called back half. And, you know, people can get in where they fit in, but, you know, hey, why is it people call it extreme? What's the real reason? What do people say, per se, around here? Why do they feel like it's extreme? What's making it that? What's making people say that? Because, you know, people going to race who they think they can race, and they're not going to race who they're not going to race, and, you know, for various reasons. So this is out here for open discussion, and, you know, we want everybody to chime in and get your opinion on it. Well, what do you think? Because you heard Tony made a statement, and it's just Tony's opinion. He made a statement, if your car from the firewall back to consider a back half car, behind the back seat is basically old school back half, but if you got some stock frame rails or you got some Kim Smith, we know came out here in Texas with this unique style front end, which we all know.
Before you have more rails with bigger motors in them.
Excuse me?
You have more clearance and put big motors in it. I'm telling you, that frame has not made one car any faster that I've installed it on.
Yeah, but you got some folks will still argue you to death, and especially our neighbors from cross state that, hey, man, no, that's a chassis car, and here we still run it as a legal back half car. So, you don't hear people here saying that that's an extreme car. They still saying, no, that's just a back half car. But you go, we had this problem and didn't get a DP paid because of the language of it being interpreted as a chassis car. So let's just put it out here.
If I was going to classify a true back half car or a true back half race, I'd have to cut the 5-inch four station motors out.
Then what now?
I'd have to leave the 5-inch bore spacer motors out too.
Okay, you said okay. I'm gonna talk about that. You said your opinion. You would have to leave the 5-inch bore space motor out, right?
Yep. Because if you want to go back to old school back half racing, they didn't have 5-inch bore spacer motors.
Oh, okay. Well, let's look at this. So, you say you got a 4840. You say you got a 4840. I'm just throwing these numbers out there. They don't mean nobody have this. You say you got a 4840, and you got 811 or 12 inches of 4840. Say you have a 5-inch, and you got 712 inches with a 5-inch. Is there any difference in that?
The only difference is it falls back in the old school back half racing. They didn't have 5-inch motors back in our days.
All right. So I'm just throwing, this is out here just for discussion.
Yeah, that's just fair.
You know, we just trying to bring up something to give folks to think about when they talk about, old school back half, they talk about extreme back half. Man, and I'm just throwing it out of the call. I believe you get in where you fit in, you run what you bring, you see something you like, you try to find a way to race it. If not, you move on, bark up another tree. That's just me. I just think about it that way. Everybody, we know everybody not going to ever run everybody, but, hey, let's not class them the way people trying to class them like they say they've been doing it, and you're never going to get a true answer to it, or nobody's never going to come to a consensus that, hey, this is this and that's this. You hear Ernie say over the last 8 years they've been talking about that and hadn't been answered yet. What comes first, chicken or the egg? And you know that one ain't never really going to be answered. So, hey, let's go to the line and see if anybody else got a
what was done back in the days to make everything equal is they put them all on 10-inch tires.
Yeah, I know that was one of the ways that they try to equalize it.
And when they changed the rules for the rich people couldn't win every race, they put everybody on 10-inch tires. Henry Barnes was gone. He was gone so fast, you didn't know which way he went. He never showed back up at another race. Mike Adcock never showed up back up at another race. That's the people that had the money and had the state-of-the-art cars when the King of the Hill started.
So I'm going to ask you, Yuppie. So in other words, you're saying the money is what messed this game up when it comes to the extreme stuff. Because one with the that would go out and spend the most money kind of took it to another level. Well,
yes,
sir. I'm going to say this, because we know speed costs money, how fast you want to go. So, hey, people gonna do what they feel like they can do. Let's just go to the line, see if anybody else got something. Hey, push the one button, guys. You got an opinion. We want to hear it. We throwing this out here. We might not get nowhere with it, but, hey, get in where you fit in. It's going to always stick to me. You get in where you fit in. You see something you like, you try it. You don't, you move on, bark up another tree. But, hey, Sharon, who we got? Go to the line, take another caller.
Hey, H-Town Harvey, your mic is open.
Tom McDowell, another concept is there should only be one back half race. It shouldn't be a stream back half race or a true back half race. What it should be is everybody enters the race, makes a little bit of money, and then you get 25 cars. Because my brother put Jackal out first round of the back half race at Kennedale.
Hey Tony, I agree on that somewhat, but as you know how things are, you have a back half, a straight back half. Well, say for instance, like, you know, me and Showing Up, we doing this race. If we just put up, say we're having a back half race, and this we going on just trying to do something for the fans, trying to put on a show and try to give a racer a shot at some money. If we have just one back half race, and you got people, say for instance, I'm just going to use these two for example, because we know they're some of the hot dogs of the state of Texas. We got a $3,000 back half race, free entry, won't cost you nothing. And folks see the Hyde car and they see the Birdman. Some folks feel like they don't even have a chance, so they won't even get in it. Not saying that those cars gonna win it, because anything can happen. But my opinion is you take some of the cards out of it by putting them in it, because people know there ain't no way that some of these cars can run with them cards. So we decided, since so much talk is about the word called extreme and the word called back half, just to try it out. This race here is a trial race to see if it's gonna help create more action, get people in it. You got two classes. People like some of these cars, like the Hyde car and the.
Well, there's only one thing. There's only one thing you can do.
What is that?
5 inches and smaller. Runs one class with no turbos, and the turbos and the 5 inches and bigger runs the other class. That's the only thing you can do.
Well, I understand that, and you kind of said two things. Said 5 inches and smaller. No turbos run one class. He said 5 inches and bigger with two turbos run another class. So sound like you're putting the borderline with a 5-inch, just based on what you said, with a 5-inch have a choice. He can go either way.
Yep. But the old school
backup,
I wouldn't have a twin turbo. Single turbo only.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I kind of like that, and I kind of favor it, too. I just don't think you got a twin turbo big block, and you got, you know, say a 5-inch, a 5.2 or 5.3. I mean, you know, you're gonna shoot some guys away, but you got a 5-inch and 4.8/40 and single turbo. I think that you have, I think you have a better chance on having a nice back half race.
Damn.
With people in two different categories than you give everybody a little action, and you're giving the fans something to see where, hey, man, you know, the track putting up money, promoters putting up money, and you come out, you got some fast back half cars, two classes, and they're going to go at it. People can pick and choose depending on what kind of combination they got. And I just think that this is what we're doing here August the 9th, man.
Yeah,
it's just sort of like
dog,
a trial.
Tom McDowell, they must have a stock firewall, or they're not a back-up
car. Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that 100%.
Either class. Either class.
You got to have a stock firewall. I agree with that. I mean, hey, somebody else push the one button. Help us out. We got a lot of callers on here, man. I'm quite sure a lot of people got a lot of different opinions about it. We doing this for open discussion, man, trying to find ways to help create action. And when we go to these races, man, we're just trying to get a fans, provide some kind of venue for the fans, because you can't always make, you go to these races, you can't always make people race. So spectators come out and spend their money, and you think you got a grudge race going on, and you might have five or six grudge races that whole night. But if you have some form of a shootout or something with some of these fast cars along with this 580 stuff, which we know is a good filler force in the 7-0, those are always good things to have. But when you have some of these fast cars and you have some form of shootout, I think it adds a little bit more excitement to the fans, and I think they appreciate it because these guys are actually going at it, and I think the guys who actually get in it think they got a better chance of winning some of this money, and they always can bet on the side. You could be in a shootout, and you and a guy want to get down, y'all can get down on the side. It ain't cost y'all nothing to get in that shootout. Y'all can do what y'all want to on the side betting. So it's still going to be a grudge race in a form of shootout, and as we know, the fastest car don't always win. We had 8, 10, 12 cars in San Antonio in the shootout. When it got called, the guys wanted to split. When it got down to 4 cars, man, when it got down to 4 cars, believe it or not, you look at it, they wasn't some of the fastest cars. When it got down to the 4, it wasn't the fastest cars on the property that actually got in it. So it can happen. So, hey, push the 1 button, Sharon. Go to the next caller. See what they got to say.
Hey, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Harvey.
This is who? Harvey? What's up, Harvey?
I think I know the definition of an old school backhand, the new backhand, and the extreme backhand.
Okay.
Okay, the old school, like Tony said, is from behind the seat back.
Uh-huh.
Then the new backhand is from the firewall back. The extreme, the promo was firewall.
The extreme, your opinion, is a promod with a firewall?
With a firewall and stock frame rail. With all the extra balls, something like a promod. That's a stream back there.
Say Harvey.
Harvey, Tree Man
talking to you. Go ahead, Tree Man. So what you saying, a back ass can be a promo?
Huh?
You saying a back ass can be a promo? Or you saying a back ass can be very beautiful?
Well, I couldn't understand. I'm getting an echo.
Tell me what I said, Trey. Hold on, guys. Anybody that's on speaker or next to a computer, you're going to have to come off speaker and walk away from that computer. We're getting the reverb here. Please. Try it now, Stream Man.
I'm saying it. You saying that a back half, the new style back half, the extreme back half can be a pro mod, or it can be just close to a pro mod?
I mean, you know, they look like pro mod. You know, they got the stock frame rail, but and the stock firewall, but it's really a pro mod. And take, for example, like when All Out 10-5 came out, Steve Kirk supposedly had took a faux stock car, cut the front off, and put a stock firewall in and made it legal for 10-5.
Hey, let me ask you your opinion on this. What you think a stream back half should give a old school back half in a spot?
You say that again, man?
I said, what you think a extreme back half should give an old school back half on a spot?
Well, it all depends on the motor on that. You know, I done seen old school back halves run just good from extreme. But it all depends what size, you know, cubic inch motor they got in it to me on that. But they should do something for an old school back half. Am like a promo, I should do something for a back ass car. So that's the same thing to me.
It's
so
tired of me.
So what you think my car is?
I don't know, man. That one right there, I mean, that's one that you hear. And you hear, I mean, I hear people say it, and a lot of times they get away from looking at the car, and sometimes they go to looking at the engine. But, I mean, I think it just kind of depends on where you going, who you talking to, what they like for their event. I don't think, my opinion, we're ever going to come to a unified decision in the grudge game with this idea. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a unified deal. I think it's going to be that we just got to try to step our races accordingly, and hopefully we can make some action with it.
Flip your mic.
I don't know, man. So, what do you say? What is that?
Flip,
hey, how y'all doing tonight, Miss Sharon, Tracy? How y'all?
What up, Flip?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I gotta say, damn, I am not on the internet, but I can hear myself echoing. But anyways, man, I gotta agree with Tony Thorne on this, man. I mean, that dude was in the game when this all this back half stuff started. And just before y'all start, you know, kind of making a lot of rules and exceptions and everything else, I mean, if we don't look back at history, we don't really learn a lot. And if we look back at history, we know that the things that killed the King of the Hill class, the things that killed Orska, you know, and the things that killed just the overall Outlaw 10-5 class is a lot of rules and people bending the rules to build, like Tony said, to build these ultra-competitive cars that they're in that gray area of the rules. You know, that kind of kills the class. So before we go, you know, selecting rules or, you know, voting or giving opinions, we got to kind of remember, you know, rules do kill car counts and they do kill, you know, fan attendance. Because, you know, like you said, if somebody, you know, knows that this Billy, you know, badass car is going to show up and they might jump in their class, they might not even bring their car out, man, because they don't feel like they got a shot now. Is there that one in a million chance that he knocks the tires off? Yes, because this is always drag racing. Well, you just kind of got to remember that, man. And then, you know, I even heard you ask this question before, Tracy. If a 2x3 frame car, which remains and appears somewhat stock, maybe even is heavier than some of these other cars out there, where does a car like that fit in? You know, because there's some back-ass cars that are tipping the scales, and let's just say they're on the lighter side of the scale, but you got some of these older mild steel cars that are probably heavier and probably have smaller motors. I'm not asking for any specific reason. I'm just asking in general because right now, man, we got about 3 or 4 generations of cars out there floating around, you know, kind of the brand new bad to the bone extreme cars, and then we got old school cars, you know, and then we got the true, you know, back half cars. So, you know, I'm not asking for any specific reason, but, I mean, I think when grudge racing, man, if everybody kind of feels comfortable with a certain car or set of cars, you know, being in there, I kind of almost got to say, hey, man, you got to let them play too. One thing I do agree with all the callers, man, most of the time it does come down to that motor size, you know, because, you know, you got some true back halves or you got some, let's just say, back half cars that are all fiberglass. You know, we know about what those kind of cars weigh, and maybe they got a 484, maybe they got a 5-inch or less, but maybe they outweigh some of these other, even extreme cars. You know, some of these extreme cars, if you throw a, you know, let's just say you got a screw blower on an extreme car, but you got the factory firewall, dude, you probably weigh 2,900 pounds. Does that still make you an extreme back half? I mean, this isn't a debate that's going on for time. I'm just kind of throwing those ideas out there that, man, a lot of rules, they kind of scare racers, which do scare our fans. I mean, if it's a grudge deal, let's just say somebody shows up with a car that's questionable. You know, you should just go to everybody that already paid their money and say, hey, y'all going to let this guy run or y'all want me to tell him to, you know, go do this or that? Because in the end of the day, man, the more cars there are, the higher the car count, the higher the fans are, you know? I mean, because people do, they pay to see race and not, you know, standing around and barbecuing.
I feel you. flip, and I'm gonna say this because you mentioned it, and you're right. You heard me say this, and it's because, you know, when you start traveling around the country, and you start looking at some of these cars, and people classify them as back half cars, I have run into the conversation that if the back is considered equivalent to a back half car, if it's a 2x3, if it's a 2x3 back half car, in some cases, 2x3 really chassis car, old school, we know today. A lot of people don't build a chassis car 2x3. But with some of the cars across the country,
you see a 2x3. Stock firewall.
That's right. You can see a 2x3, and they got a stock firewall in it. You would see around the country, that's just a old car, but it's just as equivalent to today's round two from the firewall back half car. That 2x3 chassis car with the stock firewall is equivalent to it, and people would say that's good enough for back half. That's just the word. I'm not saying I buy it 100%. I'm saying there's cars out there that's like that, and they be running a back half. So, hey man, again, get in where you fit in. You let run what you feel comfortable with, and it is what it is. So, hey, what do you think about that? What do you think?
Yeah, hey, I got a comment on that deal because a lot of times, and you know, you're right when it comes down to firewall and, you know, is it a stock firewall? I mean, that opens up a whole other can of worms because it's like, okay, well, what if you let's just say you altered your firewall for, you know, nitrous or clearance of this, or maybe you got a steering rack that don't clear. I got, you know, it's going to come down to that with some of these guys' cars, because I've seen some people's cars that maybe, you know, the top part is stock, but then the whole bottom part is gone, you know, because they had the notch for this and notch for that, and, you know, so on and so forth, so it's not 100% complete firewall. But when you read the rules of most of these, like, I know King of the Hill died this year. I mean, it's kind of sad that it did, but even when you go back and read the rules for that, it just says that, you know, you got to have a stock appearing firewall, and you got to have your factory door jams and the factory plates, and it says something like your firewall can't be within 2 inches of the stock location, yada, 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 which allows for, like you said, these 2x3 frame cars to run as a back half. So, I mean, if we were at, let's just say, a class where there was a guaranteed inspector, and there was a set of rules that was voted on and so on and so forth, I mean, I would say you could hold people a little closer, hold their feet a little closer to the fire if it was more like that. Now, if you're just saying, hey, you know, some places, you know, these types of cars, just because of the technology in general, the way they were built, you know, they are kind of equivalent to some of the newer back half cars that are coming out. I mean, you know, you got to kind of look at that in perspective too, man. And that's why I said sometimes it all depends on, to me, it all depends on who's at the track, who feels game. You know, if somebody has played 100% by the rules and they say, you know what, my car is 100% legit, sorry you didn't build one that way, see you next week, you got to kind of almost respect that because, you know, they're playing closer to the rules, and either you built the car or you ended up with a car that is in that gray area. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what it comes down to, is like at that event. But I think that all parties need to understand, man, if we don't got people in the seats, you know, I mean, we're going to always have these cars, even if we're doing burnouts down our, you know, local, you know, driveways or whatever, we can always start our cars up and race them. But, man, if people not packing the stands and coming to see us, I mean, it's a dying game, man. I mean, we got to try to – everybody's got to kind of try to open up just a bit, you know, just to kind of allow, and I don't want in the class because I can already hear people saying, whoa, goddamn, Flip's just trying to get in the class. I don't want in the class. I done got outrun by some true back half cars. I want no more of them. I pick my races as I see fit. So I'm just throwing that out there just to say, hey, man, there's other people that sit similar to how I sit, that if I were to go to the East Coast, hell, that is a back half car. Hell, I could have ran my car in certain classes around here just because, oh, yeah, I got the 4 inches that extends past the front spindles. I got stock appearing, because that's the language that they use, stock appearing front frame. It's not the original stock frame, but what's the difference between taking a stock frame, boxing it, chopping it, and cutting it to lighten it up? There is no difference, in my opinion. But, again, it's all just people's opinion, and unless you're going to have a board of directors, it really don't matter. You know, we just all on here, you know, kind of spinning our wheels. That's kind of how I say it, man. I'm going to get off. I threw some stuff out there, so y'all tell me how y'all feel. But just number one deal, I don't want in the class. I'm going to be there to support the race. Hopefully I can catch a grudge race. Hopefully another back half car can outrun me, you know, because I got the smallest motor out there. I'm pretty sure I do, but, you know, so I'm not begging in nobody's class or nothing like that. I'm just throwing it out there.
Sorry about that slip. I opened Tracy back up, but I got to leave him closed as long as somebody else is talking.
There you go.
that's him with the echo, so I can't let anybody else, while somebody else is talking, I got to leave him closed.
Well, you can go. I'm going to go ahead and personally mute my mic because, as you can hear, I got one upstairs right now. But I don't want in the class. I'm just throwing it out there because there are cars out there that sit like that, you know? And they might even want the race. And honestly, most of those cars are slower than some of these real back ass right now.
The only reason why you would want a stock sidewall in a car is to keep the motor in the stock location. The only reason why you would take the stock firewall out is to move the motor back. You know, there's a few cars out there that move the rear end forward.
There's something different. We're tired of hearing this.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm here.
Hey, am I back on? I'm not open now, right?
Now you're open. We can hear you.
It's not, Tracy, it's not when you talk. It's when other people talk.
No, I was hooked up to a speaker. I'm not hooked up to a speaker now, so nobody hear me echoing now, do they?
No.
No, but what I'm saying is you were never echoing. It was us echoing.
But I know the problem was. I know what the problem was.
Okay, somebody's got some background noise, though.
It all boils down to, Tracy, is you got to make the rules, and you got to run the race, and that's how it is. Because everybody's not going to be happy.
Right now, man, that's why I'm throwing out there, G, what some of the discussion is. We're going to have this extreme class, and we're going to have this back half class, and we putting money out there. People, get in where you fit in. You know, we're giving money, and we're trying to make action for the fans, and we got a ton of back halves out there. And with that said, man, we're gonna move on to a little something else and see.
Tracy,
I got a call out. Got another hand?
Tracy.
Okay, well, go with that hand. Go ahead. Go with that hand.
Kellen Miller, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
What's going on?
This is Eric Killer Miller. What's happening?
What's going on, Killer Miller?
Hey, nothing, Tracy. I think the biggest problem with these back half cars, and I'm glad we're talking about that tonight, because I've been looking for a good back half car for the last couple of years. And I think the biggest problem with these back half cars is you can't take a rule-specific car and turn it to a grudge car when grudge racers race with no rules. You know, you kind of crossing the fence right there when you take a car that was built for Outlaw 10.5 or True 10.5 and push the envelope to make it a grudge car. So now you took a rule-specific car to grudge race with, when really grudge races don't race by any specific rule. But I agree with Tony and them other cats. You know, anytime you have a stock firewall or stock frame rails, that's a true back half car. But to me, an extreme back half car is like the cars that cost $100,000+ to accomplish the same thing that the old school guys can kind of do on a smaller budget. You know what I'm saying? So if you can go to Skinny Kid and spend $135,000 or $150,000 for a back half car, to me, that ain't nothing but a pro mod with stock frame rails in it. In my opinion.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, I hear
but
you. I mean, you know, the day's
but,
time.
Exactly. But, you know, then when you get a skinny kid car as opposed to some of these garage-built, home-built cars, that's where the problem comes in. Because, to me, as long as it's firewall back or back seat back, you know, no matter what's back there, it's still a back half car. Cubic inch and motor size should never come into play, especially in the grudge racing. You know, some of those cars on the East Coast, some of the cars I've been looking at, them guys ain't got but 6 inches of frame rail claiming they back half car. Where to me, you know, that's just pushing any rule you can to the envelope, like Tony and some other guys say, you know, you just, you know, grudge racers going to cheat, and they're going to push any rule to the limit to accomplish what they can to get on the same page with the cars like Jekyll and Hyde and them. They're going to cheat and do whatever they got to do to get there, whereas to me, the price tag of the cars would make the difference, you know, because that's just like my 81. That's just like my 81. You know, cats ask me right now, why you can't run with Jeff Neiser? Why you can't run with Jeff Cummins? Dude, my car was built in 91. I don't have a $200,000 chassis. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the difference. And I'm in that same boat because, to me, really, I got a good car. I'm crazy about the car, but the car really don't fit. You know, it don't fit ProMar because, even though I got a nice motor, I got as much nicer as everybody else, my car can't run the number because it was built so long ago. So I'm going to go out there and compete with the car. We're going to have fun with it, but I can't jump in the ProMar show with cars that's running 380s and 370s and 390s because even though, you know, I got a good car myself, I don't believe it can get there. So I'm looking for a back half car myself too, because that look like where the thicker things is going to be, that's where the fun is. That's where the most money is to be made. So I want to do like you do and get me a back half car too. But me personally, if I could afford a $130,000 skinny kid car to push the envelope to be competitive, that's what I'd do.
Come
race day, it is what it is. You know, if you can't get there, then, hey, it is what it is. Like you say, get in where you fit in. But when you want to be ultra competitive, you know, guys going to spend the money. They going to spend the money and don't even give it a second thought. But back to how I started making my point, you can't take a rule-specific car and call it one thing or call it something else because it was what it was when it was built.
I hear you. You got it. That's a very good point, and I appreciate you speaking your opinion. That's the first time I heard you on this show, old Killer Miller. I've been looking to see the old Killer Miller car out. Good to see you on here tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We enjoy San Antonio ourselves, but like I say, man, I was scoping out back half cars to buy there, but like I say, you know, it's just one of them deals where I just think the back half cars are going to be around to stay, and that's where I want to kind of jump in with my stuff with a back half car myself.
Okay. Hey, well, with that said, man, I got a call out that I want to make. Everybody on these radio shows know that a few cars were jumping on me before I ever had oil pressure or made a pass down the track. You know, they came on the shows blowing their horn pretty hard. And as you know, that was Batman and Alley Cat. I have talked to Alley Cat. I don't know if he's on the line tonight. Just to let the grudge world know, I wanted to lock him in for two races. Alley Cat told me he had some unfinished business that he wanted to do before he tried locking me in. Batman was the other guy beating on his chest like he was king of the jungle, but he ran to the bushes. Yeah, I'm being nice about it tonight. Don't y'all push that one button and try to beat on your chest. I'm ready to lock in. And now, I tried to lock in San Antonio, I know Nightmare and them is out there. From my understanding, they got a pretty good record going for them. I take my hats off to them. They doing what they do. They somebody to beat. I don't have a race under my belt that I want to count. But I locked Nightmare and them in tonight, August the 9th, North Star Dragway, if they want to take the challenge. So if anybody from the Nightmare camp want to step in, head the fuck up. I'm going to fuck them up.
Yeah, you got shit out here.
What's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? I hear you talking good, and I don't know if it sounds good, but I'm just letting you know. Like, I ain't scared now, but I ain't gonna be able to make that call without getting it. The other two boys with Cliff and Keith, but smooth of it, but I really will go not on here. I will make sure I let them know.
Hello?
And,
hello?
Hello?
No, what's happening?
Hello?
You're open.
Goddamn me, understand me.
Let me get this straight. I didn't start with you. I started with a couple of other fellas before you. You know, one of them ran in the bushes. The other one saying he got the lumped in his business. So you were the next name that came that night. I'm just going down the list. You were the next name that came to me. They were hollering and said this and said that at San Antonio. And I offered it at San Antonio. It didn't
happen. Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to cut you out. I'm going to cut you out. I'm going to cut you out right here. First, did you tell me this? Okay. Did I come to you in San Antonio, or did some fans come to you in San Antonio?
Well, okay. I'm going to answer your question. You per se did not. But, you know, I got some people in my camp, and you got some people with your camp, and we know sometimes these hitmen, they'll get out there. Now, I got somebody that's in my camp. He can come tell me who it was. Lamont, if you don't hear, push you one button.
Hey, no, look at something. Hold on. No, we don't need model nowhere, because we better correct all this bullshit right now, me and you. Understand me? You are on your shit, and me and Clifford are on mine. So I'm going to tell you like this here.
Okay.
You can ask anybody in the DF dub that know Nightmare if me, Smooth, I'm a motherfucking Raider, or Clifford don't come to you and tell you personally, face to face, because we ain't no motherfucking coward. If we don't come to you face to face or tell you we want to race you, I don't give a damn about what nobody else in my motherfucking camp or no motherfucking fans say, because I ain't scared of you. I come to you face to face, brother, and I didn't come to you. So if I wanted to race you, trust me, I step to you, brother.
Okay, so this is Smooth, right? So
I ain't got
no problem with that, Smooth. Now watch this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Now, Smooth,
okay.
Since you saying that on national radio,
right?
To your henchmen, if they on this radio right now, tell them to get behind your back.
Hey man, look here. I told you like this. I don't know who said it. Maybe like I'm telling you, I'm letting the grudge world know. Okay, but two people talk on Nightmare when it comes down to
locking in a race. I respect that. I ain't got no problem with that.
Like
I respect
that. So if anybody in my camp, you know what I'm saying, say anything, that, like in your camp, that's just shit talking, you know what I'm saying? But if I don't come to you or Clifford don't come to you, just shit talk to them back, because there ain't no motherfucking race. You feel?
I got it. So they won't lip service. Okay. Well, I ain't got no problem with that, man. If you feel like you want action, You know, I'm trying to bring some. I'm fresh out the goddamn shoot. Since you ain't saying nothing, you saying, you know, you ain't got no problem coming to me. Let me go to the next fella. I'm
no,
just kind of going down the way it's happening to me.
Look here. But we got that clear. We'll straighten that out. But that, you know, I'm going to put it to you like this. We don't. But, you know, if you willing, you know, do a little something, we can do something.
Watch this here. Here we go. Now.
No, watch. We ain't going to watch your motherfucker.
Hold on.
I'm going to put it straight out there.
I didn't call you.
I
didn't say you called me. You just said you're willing to do something. Let me finish.
Come on,
you're willing to do something.
Yeah.
I'm saying this.
What?
I'm willing to engage. Y'all 7-0, 8-1, or whatever. Y'all got the best record in the back half class going right now. I don't have shit. The 3 passes under my belt, and I'm gonna take a gamble. So I am willing to take a gamble.
Check out. Look up. First of all, you understand me? If I was going to do it, you understand, I got along with Travis, you understand? So I feel like you and Travis in the same boat. You need to try to get the old man over there.
I know he's going to Sturgis, and I know he's going to be back that day.
Okay. I'm quite sure we're both going to be in a shootout, but we can lock in to where me and him, we can do something. I'm willing to lock in 300 on $1,000.
Actually, Travis and Galen and Aaron need to finish the last shootout to see who gets the belt.
Are they going to do that on the ninth? Are they planning on doing that?
Well, if they're at Benton, they need to finish the race they started.
Was anyone on here? I want Jack on here. Now, if we can please get Jackie on the phone. I want Jack on the phone call. Right now, I'm fresh out of the suit. I ain't had no drink, but guess what? I'm going to do something crazy. I'm just going to lock the clown call in.
If you want to do something crazy, let's do something crazy. Okay, Nightmare, this is what we'll do for you. We'll run your heads up with Atomic Dog. We'll turn around and give you the back tire with Atomic Dog. There you go. There's something we've done for
you. You sure right. Now, Nightmare, you're right. You take, now, I tell you what, that's a good one. Don't have to see Tony, man. If I happen to get away, I turn around for the same money and give him the back time.
Hey, look here, man. Let me tell you this here, man. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to do this here. Y'all be quiet now. Y'all let me talk. I let y'all talk. We gonna do this motherfucking shit like this, understand me? Tartan, you get your motherfucking shit ready, and you get it head motherfucking up, understand me? Since you can't talk for a tummy dog, you get your motherfucking ass up there, head up. And I said, your motherfucking ass, and tummy dog, what you can do, you can give me the motherfucking back tie straight off the top, and we can dance. Now, how about this?
Hey, hold on. I don't even do my woman straight on.
Hey, y'all don't talk about motherfucking
shit. You
let
me
hear
it. Y'all 8-1, man. I'm a nobody right now.
You're going
to
be a nobody because you're going to make
nobody
with me.
But guess what?
Be a
guess
nobody.
What I'm saying? You get up there and try me heads up. If I happen to get away, we'll leave the same money up there, and you know what I'm saying, me, and you got the back time.
Nah, okay, give me the move. Nah, we run.
No. Oh, Lord, should have mercy. Man, looking for something dead.
Oh, now you scared.
Please, man,
now you ain't one.
Oh, man,
don't
let these folks hear you say that, man. You
8-1.
Hey,
man,
right now,
I don't give a fuck with nobody here, dog. You know what? That's one thing about me. I don't give a fuck about what nobody says. Hey, nobody got to
tell
me putting $100 in my hand for the next motherfucker car, man. This guy, I don't give a fuck about what nobody's saying. The motherfucker was sorry. I give a fuck about what they said. They don't want to put $100s in my, and $1,000 in my motherfucker's hand.
Hey, calm it down.
Yes, sir.
Calm it down. Hold on this minute. First off, Smooth, I've had enough of you. I can't outrun you.
Uh-oh. I like that now.
I can't outrun you. The only thing I can outrun you is a true back half Mustang. That you don't want no part of.
That's right. I'm telling you,
You don't want a part of that, so there ain't no sense talking about that.
That's
all
right. All right.
Yeah, this is what we'll do. We'll give you the back tire for $1,000 in Tommy Fowles' car, and you get my 10-inch tire called a hit for $1,000 too.
Oh, man, God damn, man, y'all trying to put two different cars on two different kind of goddamn
shit. Wait a minute. Smooth, hold on. Let me tell you what the deacon told me. He said if you stay, go to church and buy your dog.
Y'all scared shit. As you tell Tom Fowler, he told me to get his other car to back tie, so tell him to go to church with me. Both of us go to church together, goddamn. They got a funeral in that motherfucker. A lot of motherfuckers sit on the seat.
You want somebody to give you something, so give somebody else something. I got a little 10-inch tire car.
I know that shit from you. I don't want you to give me nothing but get on the other motherfucking side. Shit.
Yeah, that ain't never going to happen again in your life.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you alone.
I cannot outrun you. I've already seen how fast you run. I know how fast you run.
Okay, well, keep that to yourself. You know, I got a little bit more. But
I'm keeping that to myself. And you guys are the greatest grudge racers of the year so far. But, you know, if you want somebody to give you something, so if I don't want this to do this right here, we'll run your heads up, and then we'll give you the back tire, I mean. Hold on this man. The true fact here is you don't have a true back half car.
Who don't?
You don't. You're not even legal to run in any back half race in the world. Your motor's moved back. You don't have a stock firewall.
Hey man, I got everything I need. I'm saying.
You're over here running two back half cars. You're running my old gold Nova.
Hey man, you asked to get up there. I ain't asked you for that, man. I'm telling you, if you don't want to race, just say no. Now I gotta bust your head 5 or 6 times. Now you want to say what kind of car you got?
I don't want to race. You done busted my ass. I'm trying to get you some action. You trying to
bring my shit down. You trying to tell people how my car says and all that. Just leave that shit alone. You understand?
Oh, good. Bushman.
I tell you what, we'll run you Atomic Dogs car.
That's
you get the back tire, 2,000 or 1,000
Say that again.
You said you'd run Atomic Dog's car if he gives you the back tire.
Okay.
Okay, we'll give you the back tire. You put 2,000 up to our 1,500
Yeah, but that ain't him.
No, man, I ain't trying to put none of y'all call me out. It'll be different if I call y'all out, man.
Y'all all on video.
That's right. That's right. Hey, but look here, look here. Tell me down. We on video, and everybody know that. Every time we come on the show, why y'all want to race this person? But y'all know, everybody know, we pick and choose who we want to race. Now, if the motherfucker I pick and choose the race, if he say no, okay, ain't no race. I go try to find somebody else. But don't be mad at me because I'm 8-0 because I'm picking the right person to race.
I give y'all props every time. I hear what y'all do, I give y'all props. Y'all 8-1, 8-0 or whatever, I give y'all props. Y'all doing y'all thing, y'all racing, y'all picking and choosing. All I said was that the World Grudge Master, I kept hearing this, I kept hearing that. Before the World Grudge Master, I saw four cars out that I say I run, and the only thing came is the crown, and I told him to hold up, and if we would have ran the shootout, we'd have got it on there. And since we didn't get it on there, I will lock it up.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. I'm going to get out the bushes, man. I ain't trying to fuck with you. You ain't trying to fuck with me, so I'm going to get back.
All right, let's go to the line. We got some hands up there and see what we got.
C-Town Tony, your mic is open.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Tony?
Man, I'd be 8-0, too, if we could just pick and choose who we wanted to race. But
I want you, man. I'm going to cut you out right now before you go in a goddamn fuck. I want you. I'm going to cut you out right, motherfucker, now. I want you. You know I want you. You ain't got to say no more. You ain't got to say no motherfucking more on the show. I want you that Friday before whatever day they do. I want you on the warm-up day, goddamn. Lock it in right now.
Lock it in for August 9th right now.
Is that the Friday? I want to do it the Friday before Tommy Dogsville. I want to get you on warm-up day. Let's lock that in right motherfucking now.
What you're saying is you want to run him Friday night before the race.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm locking you in right now.
August the 9th. If you don't want to lock it in, then let me move on to somebody else.
Well, move on, man. I'm trying to get you 40. I might break those your motherfucking ass. I'm going to get you right before.
I'm not going to take a chance on tearing my car Friday night before Atomic Dog's race.
Oh, man. You ain't going to. Yeah, you damn right. I make a motherfucker tear it up. You damn right. You going to tear that bitch up. You got damn right. You better say that motherfucker. You right. Say that motherfucker.
You want to lock it in for August the 9th or not?
Man, I said the goddamn me the 8th, man. The Friday before then, man. If you don't want to do that, go find you somebody else to play with, man. I won't be in a goddamn way. Anytime. Wherever I catch you at, I'm going down on your motherfucking ass.
Who are you talking to? Yeah, give me an hour, though.
Wherever I catch you at.
World National over with.
Yeah, World National over with. I ain't want to fuck with you down there. But anywhere down here I catch you on any track, I'm going to bust your nose. I said that smooth opera motherfucking radar, understand me?
Smooth motherfucking operator logging in for August 9th and I'll give you
man, fuck the name, man. I ain't gonna fucking, I'm telling you
the back tires, what else you want?
I don't want no back tire. You don't give who the back tire.
Just consider another win.
Wait a minute. You might get that. You say you don't give me the back tire.
Yeah, on August the 9th, I'll cater to your ass and give you the back tires. You already beat me. Everybody beat me, so it's 3 months.
That's not that in. You put a hook in your motherfucking mouth. That's not that in. How much?
You give me the back tie, hours and night. That's locked in. That's locked in 500 on 5,000. $500 on 5,000. You hear this, Tommy Dog? We finna lock this in right now. You give me the back tie. $500 on 5,000. Let's lock that in.
I'm not gonna lock it in 500, 5,000.
Oh man,
time.
You scary, motherfucker! What you fucking with me for, man?
Why don't I just mail you the motherfucking money, motherfucker? Shit.
Okay, well, what you wanna do then? How much you wanna do it for?
We'll do 250 on 1,000 till we get there, and then we can.
Oh, you crazy, motherfucker! I don't want no punk money, man. I'm going down on a motherfucker. I'm trying to go, man. You hear BET? I'm trying to go, man. Hey, you talking about? I nigga, a dollar? I take that to pull it off the trailer. Hey, you talking about? I'm trying to go. Let's go, man. You say you want me? I'm telling you, I want you. So goddamn, let's do this, man. Don't play no motherfucking game. We them boys, hey, we them boys. Yeah.
You got me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we them motherfucking boys. Hey, we them boys. Hey, what you want to do? Let's lock this shit in, man. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the night. If you don't want to do it on the night, we can do it for head up on that Pfizer for that punk-ass Pfizer. Head up for that on that Pfizer. If you want to do it for that Pfizer, we can do it for that Pfizer. But if you want to do it on Tommy Dog Show, we're going to lock that motherfucker in 500 on 5,000. And you give me the back tie, then we're going to dance.
I already told you what I do.
Hey. Well, I say, man, find somebody. Tell me, I don't want to hold up the show, man. God, will get somebody. He don't want to do that. He want to talk, man.
Hey, Tim, we got anybody else got a hand up?
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Can you call him out?
Alley Cat, your mic is open. Black, your mic is open. Black Pants, your mic is open. Lamont, your mic is open.
Ain't nobody raising their hands. Be me like this.
Cliff, your mic is open. Can you people hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Crazy.
Yeah, what's up, Michelle?
Tell me
this, Cliff.
Huh? Go ahead. Hey, Cliff.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Hello?
Nightmare, Cliff, go ahead.
Hey, this Cliff. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, no, I'm just here, you know, getting out, listening in the bushes, man. I'm, you know, checking everything out. Tracy, you a little bit out of our glass, man. You know, that's what we're going to tell you this like it is. So, like he was telling Texas Beast, why he want to talk shit and wake all to the night? We can do that shit next Friday night at Kennedy. Right now. They ain't fucking up.
You see, now, I ain't bullshit, man. You got to stop. Damn.
And tell Tony Collins, quit cheerleading. Shit.
I'm not cheerleading. I'm trying to find some action.
Yeah. All the action in your shop.
I got all the action I want that silver mustache. That's the only time I'm going to try to run the show again.
Get it together. Get it to goddamn together. You part of the top 10. Tell that son of a bitch to run next Friday night.
I'm not never racing that car again.
I'm talking about you part of the top 10. Tell Texas Beast. Get on it.
I can't act on it. But it's about time y'all to step up into the real field that y'all supposed to be in, Blue.
Tommy Dog ain't made but three passes.
He is for a race.
You speak for the top 10 or Texas 10 or whatever. I'm just telling you to make them get on up there.
I ain't said one word. I haven't said one word about the Texas 10. You got me confused with somebody else.
Okay, I thought you know him pretty good, trying to, you know, push him on.
I don't know him at all.
Well, my wife won't me. We ain't going to wait for tonight. We ain't going to wait for tonight. And that's square business.
Well, stay at home and watch TV.
Hell yeah.
Who else you going to race?
You don't ever know what's on tonight. We can do that shit the first Friday.
Good luck this Friday, and good luck next Friday.
Yeah, man.
Any more hands?
Yeah, I don't have too many people, too many more people to race around here anyway.
That's all right.
We're moving around.
We have about two races here in the goddamn way. We move around. We ain't scared to move, right?
Road Warrior, your mic is open.
Yeah, I want to call out Big Glenn.
Uh-oh.
I want Big Glenn on the night.
Man, you drunk over at Oliveira?
Huh? Is Big Glenn on here? I don't know. Find him. Tell him to get on here.
Sharon, get Big Glenn.
Bush.
Anybody?
Okay, who is Big Glenn, and I need a phone number, dude.
But Big Glenn, he's driving Joe car. Some car they bought out Chop Top Malibu.
I still need a phone number.
You got to get a phone number. That ain't Glenn with the colors, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to send it to you.
Butler, your mic is open. Butler, your mic is open.
Go next caller.
I just did. I went to Butler. That's the last hand up.
Okay, I just sent you Glenn number if you can see it.
All right, we're going to see if we get him on there. If anybody else got something they want to say, or they want to see you get Big Glenn on here since somebody called him out.
You don't know his name.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you feel a mill again?
Huh? Go ahead.
You did?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, fella. Miller.
Yeah, look here, Tracy. I want to do a little soliciting on your show. Man, I'm looking for a real good back half car to put my stuff in. Y'all know what's up, man. Just, you know, look around for me and keep you in the street and help me locate stuff. Look like this was going to be all the fun there with these back half cars.
Okay, man, I'll let you know something. I'll find out something.
Okay, cool.
Okay, who next? And she's trying to get Glenn on right now, so we'll see if she get him out.
Oh, Lord. Don't eat this.
Oh. Anybody want to make action for August 9th? Anybody else want to make action for August 9th?
I'm on Donye August 9th.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, just since you said that, Donye called me. I'm Donye from Chicago for the Grudge who don't know. He called me yesterday, and he may be willing. He got a race this weekend. He said he'll call me on Sunday. If he called me on Sunday, he'll want to run you or Kenny Duke in the love truck. He said he'd like to come down here and try these two cars, so. He gonna call me on Sunday.
Oh,
he wanna come down here August 9th. And
yeah, he called me too.
I know he is.
You know, we gonna see if we can't make that happen. if he don't hurt nothing this weekend.
He wants to run Nightmare too, but he wants another hit or something for the 10-inch tires.
I think Nightmare and them might have talked to him in San Antonio. I don't know what they think about that. I don't know.
No.
I thought they talked to him.
I told him he had to call Nightmare. I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Right,
what y'all say? What's going on? Huh? Who want to do what? He was saying Don
Ye may be here in Nashville, and he wants to run you, and he wants to know if you want to give him the hit.
Oh,
man, yeah, nah. Jen kicked that bitch back to East Coast, ain't he? He was checking, you know, we here hit on that motherfucking light.
Tommy, dog.
Yeah.
Nightmare still on here? Tell him I'll lock it for $1,000 on $5,000 on no back
time. Nightmare's on here.
Hey, say what? Yeah, I'm real. What'd you say?
I lock it in for $1,000 on $5,000, but I'm not giving you the back tires, and it has to be at Denton on Tommy Dog.
Man, you didn't want to say the back tire, man. That's why
I put it. No,
you didn't want to say the back tire, man.
No back tires, straight
up. That's why I took that shit. You said the back tire. Yeah, I'll take that. Gonna offer me the back tire. You got damn right, I'll take that. Yeah, you the one saying that. Yeah, that way. Who won't take that motherfucking shit? I don't know about nobody else. You give me the goddamn back tax.
You said $1,000 on $5,000, you could run me heads up. You want to do it?
No, brother. You said on Saturday. Now, you want to do it on Friday? We can do it on Friday for my motherfucking way. But if we going to do it your way, how you said on your way was, ask Tommy Dog, he on the show, your way was, if I come Saturday, you going to give me the back tie. So that was your way. My way was Friday.
I said,
your way was
Saturday. He said I'd give you the back tire for $1,000. Now I'm
pulling. Give me a pencil up there, right? When you say, buddy, get too much number there.
Okay, look here. Since you came up with the five guys, How much can you, since you don't want to do it like, how much would you willing to cut it in half for the back
time?
I done told you what I do. That's the two offers. You want either one of them, tell me, and I'll leave you alone.
I don't want damn one of them, but I want it for on that Friday.
He wants a head back Friday.
He don't want to race. I'm not racing Friday.
Tell him what I said, Tony. Dog. He'll talk to you. He won't want to talk to me. Tell him what I said, man. Mr. Thorn, could you tell him what I said, Mr. Thorn?
We're telling you to put your tune in on us.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm almost positive that the clown car run you.
Okay. We can call me. We can do something. We can lock that in for tonight. Let's make that happen.
My understanding, he's going to have his son bring the car to the track, and he's coming straight from South Dakota to the track.
Okay, well, let's lock that in. We can do that. We both going to be in the shootout probably, but we can lock that in while me and you can go and get it on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Chris, I own a love truck. Kenny Duke just drives the shit out of it. So who's talking about the love truck wanting to lock anything in? Tony Thorne and William? I mean, who will do y'all?
Tony Thorne ain't talking about racing any Tony Thorne car. Don Ye.
Okay. No, yeah, Don Ye from Chicago, the Black Regal, he called me yesterday, Chris, and he said he'll let me know on Sunday. He'd like to come down there August the 9th and run Tony Thorne and your truck.
Okay, we'll do that. If I got about 1% on my phone. Let me go charge it up. How much longer are we on the air?
What is that?
So we got another hour on the air.
Yeah. Well, we generally try to go off about 9:00. There ain't a whole lot of discussion going on. So all right.
Y'all got my number. Y'all give Donye my number. We'll confirm through you, and we'll lock in something for the night.
Okay.
All right.
Some of them know. All right. That's fine.
Hello.
We're trying to get Tony Thorne. We're trying to get Glenn. The number I had for Glenn wasn't no good, so If anybody can get Big Glenn on the phone, text
Sharon and Tracy. Sharon and Tracy, lock my number in. I'm looking for action.
It's Chris, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Tony Thornroy. Tony Thornroy and you, Chris.
No, I want to run. I want to run William. I know not.
You're not never gonna run Williams.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's
my number.
Question.
Get my number for Tracy. We'll talk to you too. Okay.
I'm
looking for action. I'm looking for action. Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll talk. Okay.
Tony,
all right, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
We're going to bet tree and everything, right? Side bet, whatever. I'm going to bet you on the tree. I'm going to bet you on everything. I'll bet you on the race. I bet Kenny Duke trees your ass.
I hope he does. I bet he don't win across the finish line.
Okay. Well, y'all lock him in. I got 1% on my phone. Y'all lock in my number and we'll talk.
Lock in 500 or 1,000 or better August 9th right now.
Yeah. My phone's dying, man. I'll talk to you. All right, later.
Tommy, go. Yeah, what's happening? Go ahead. Let me talk to Tony Thorne. Tony.
Yeah.
Tony Thorne. Somebody wants you.
Yeah.
Tony Thorne is out of here. You still want me?
Huh?
I say, just as Alicat, you still want me?
What I tell you other than that?
Okay, then. Let's lock it in right now, then.
I told you you're going to give me the goddamn hit.
Oh, okay, then. I'm sorry. Sorry, I thought you said head up.
My God. How about locking in... With Tommy at the Oaks.
Hold on, Tony. You said these were your words. You said since I can't get down the track, I might as well run you head up.
You
didn't
you know
say
what?
That?
I tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do, Alley Cat. I swear to God, I'd never race another big tire car in my life. But I'll run you Friday night off the trailer. Off the trailer for a grand.
I can't make it Friday night. I have a job.
Well,
but
I'll
that's
run
okay.
you Saturday,
that's okay.
Saturday off the trailer.
That's okay, Tony. Atomic Dog.
Yes, sir.
I want the winner out of you and Travis.
You got
for
it.
For August 31st. Let's lock that in.
Let's lock in right now, and then we can lock in for both of them. I'm willing to lock in for both.
I'm not going to be ready August 9th, but I will lock in for the winner out of you and Travis.
After that, at night, find out who wins. Make your call.
I'll lock you in anyway
for
August 31st.
For August 9th, and I'm trying to lock in for August 31st.
I'm not going to be ready August 9th.
You want to run me?
I wasn't going to run you August 9th. We talked about that last night, remember?
No, I thought you were talking about this August 9th race coming up.
No, my car down already.
Don't feel long. We got one or two of them down.
Okay, well that's all I wanted. I didn't mean to upset anybody.
No,
you
didn't
upset me. I'm ready to lock it in. I'm ready to lock both of them in.
Right. Okay. Well.
Is anybody on the phone from the Texas Beef Camp? Is anybody on the phone from the Texas Beef Camp?
I am.
Well, look, this is Eric Killer Miller. And in over 35 years of going to the drag race and being a drag racer, I ain't never had nobody disrespect me and tell me
what somebody from their camp told me in San Antonio about. They didn't want nobody under their hood looking at their car. You know, I thought they were very disrespectful. You know, we didn't mean nothing by it. But see, if Beaumont wouldn't have been 4 hours from their drag strip, I'd have came home and got my pro mod and showed y'all under the hood of my car and showed y'all I could kick y'all ass with it. So whoever that was that made that little comment about they didn't want nobody under their hood, I got a big motor with splits and cold kicks on my damn self. So I thought that shit was very unnecessary.
Well, it was my nephew, and the only thing he was doing is we're grudge racers, and we don't want people looking underneath our feet. If you respect that, I apologize for that. But I don't know what to tell you, and we got a pro mod if you want to run a pro mod. I'm not going to let nobody look underneath my hood. I don't care who they are. And he just turned 18, and he took it a little.
Everybody got the same thing you got. Everybody got the same thing you got. So
it doesn't matter. Nobody lets nobody look underneath you. You can't just roam through the pits and look underneath hoods.
You can look under my hood all you want. You can look. I've seen under Shannon Jenkins' hood, Mike Catalano hood, Tree Man hood.
You ain't going to see underneath my hood, and I don't care if you're John Force. That's just the way it's going to be. I'm not trying to race you. I apologize to them people. I offer them food. I offer everybody out there anything they want. I help the Atomic Dog. I help me. I help the Glass Man. I help everybody out there. And I'm going to get criticized for one guy, not for what, let one group of people not look underneath my hood. Man, you guys want to make people get the hell out of this race. That's what happens. You want to race a pro mod, we'll let you look underneath that hood, and you can race our pro mod. But I ain't letting nobody look underneath my hood. You can't go up into some of these camps and just start taking pictures of people's hoods and what's underneath their hoods. You're crazy, man.
But when I got what you got, it ain't no big deal to me.
It don't matter. I don't know these people. I don't know these people coming up taking pictures. Man, you're crazy if I'm going to let someone take pictures of my shit. I work too damn hard. I'm a working man. I work my ass off every day, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let a bunch of people take a bunch of pictures of my shit and post it all over the YouTube and let everybody see.
I didn't have a camera in my hand. That's what I'm telling you. I didn't have a camera in my hand.
And Batman came down there and talked to me about it. I apologized for it. He went a little extreme with it. I told him I apologize. I offered Batman to tell if it was you to whatever y'all need, whatever. I am by
far. Well, it was me and not only. Well, it was me and quite a few other people said they were told the very same thing. But I bit my tongue because my car wasn't there. That's the only reason why I didn't say nothing, because my car wasn't there, so it wasn't even no need to bait an issue, because my car wasn't there. But if it would have been there, I could have showed y'all under the hood of my car and still run over y'all ass with it.
Wow.
All right, Monday.
Beep, beep.
Monday quarterback. Man, I apologize for what my nephew did. He was doing what I told him to do. He carried a little extreme, and everybody's listening. I apologize one more time, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who you are, and I don't know who's listening, but I'll be damned if I let anybody look underneath my hood, and I don't care what they got. And if you can run me over, then you're just so white. It's drag racing. That's the way it is. I'm over all that.
Well, yeah, I'm over too, because like I just thought it was very unnecessary. But it's all good. It's cool.
All right, so we got any more hands?
817-8305, your mic is open. Your mic is open. You don't have any more hands up, Tracy.
You don't have any more hands. All right, man. Well, we're coming up on that hour, man. You know, hey, we're going to do what we do. Try to keep it good.
Hold on.
You want to talk? Go ahead.
Hold on. let me call him by name. Maybe he'll recognize that. Barry Wade, your mic is open.
I just want to ask Tony if I can look under his hood. As Tony said, if I can look under his hood, this is Barry Wade.
There, you know, like, let me just say it like this, man. A lot of guys in the grudge game, it ain't personal, Killer Miller, but a lot of guys in the grudge game, they particular, you know. But when you take your hood off, people going to come around and they going to look. But sometimes when people start looking very, very particular, I didn't even have it happen to me. Guy go over there and throw a coat or something over the motor coat. Sometimes I might be looking too hard. And don't take it offensive. Just know that, hey, that guy that see you looking and you're kind of looking real particular, so he might want to cover some up. So don't let it offend you, man. You know you got some real finicky guys in the grudge game, and certain things, when they think you're trying to pay too much attention to, a guy might try to block you, view from it, don't like you take pictures. When I go to the guy's car with my cameraman, I might take pictures far back. When I get up on it, I definitely won't take no picture of their motor, so I know a lot of guys don't like that. So just everybody in the grudge game, just take this as a teachable moment. Some people are going to get offended. Some people won't care. Some people don't care, but then you got some that might be a little offended by it.
Wait, Tracy, who's looking for, hey, Tracy, hold on. Who's looking for Glenn? Glenn's on the line.
Walk. I might have walked.
That was rock.
Hey,
Star Warrior.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rock. I'm looking for Big Glenn.
Hey, you know I ain't hard to find. You know we just a long throw away from each other.
Well, I mean y'all get the call. Y'all claim y'all car broke. I want to see y'all on the night.
Yeah, you know, Rod, it's like this right here. You know, I don't enjoy this case. I'm not in the wrong color. But it's like this right here. And I know you know that this is all fun. No, you got more motor than I got.
Oh. Hey, man, don't go to crying now. You got into my trailer asking to race me. Don't go to crying now.
I want to. Now listen to me.
No.
Yeah, I will.
Here, go get something. Huh?
You want to lock in on the night?
Noise,
yes or no? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still ain't got the car right. By the ninth, we still had to have what we need. And all I'm saying is, you know, because I'm out of line really racing it. Just make it right for me.
I did make it right. When you came in my trailer, you made it right.
I want to race, but let me wiggle. That's all I want. Just let me wiggle.
If I turn green and you wiggle, I have fun. That's the only way you're gonna wiggle, pimp.
So you saying with your bigger motor, way bigger motor, and you know this, you don't want to let me wiggle?
Glenn.
Yes, sir.
You want to be the little boy and stay on the porch. You came to my trailer.
Hey, you know what? Now, it will be different. It will be different if it was my car sold. I wouldn't be asking for nothing. But I tell you what. On the night, if the owner
feel like we got everything right, I probably ain't going to need it because I'm going to treat whoever you got driving anyway.
Well, then why you asking for something? You're going to do all this?
Because I'm just trying to hold
on the night as well, man. I'm not going to stay on this phone all night holding up the show. It's a yes or no. You call me out.
Yeah.
All right, done deal. I see you on the night.
All right.
All right, share on that call.
Tony Thorne, your mic is back open. Chris, your mic is back open.
Tony Thorne.
Yeah.
I'll run you 250 on 1,000 on the night. Kenny Duke driving. In the Black Love truck.
That's cool.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, that's a lot.
Damn, Kenny Duke against Tony Thorne, man.
250 on the side. Right. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't want to put time on it now.
Yep.
Y'all don't put time on it now.
Well, I mean, we're gonna have the back half shootout, the extreme back half shootout. When we all get there, we'll talk about it. I mean, if you want to lock in the time now, that's fine. I don't care.
That's on you and Tony.
Well,
that's
the game we're gonna do,
Tony. Kenny Duke truck now.
Huh?
We're right. It's locked in.
No. That ain't Kenny Duke's truck. That's my
Did
truck.
They take
Kenny
you out
Duke driver.
The
truck? Huh?
Mm-hmm. You still there, Glenn?
What car are you gonna race? What car are you gonna race, Chris?
Huh?
I'm gonna hang up and
what
call you right
you
back, Glenn. I'll hit you back, Kenny Booth.
Tony Thorne knows what we're gonna race.
He's gonna race my black car.
Well, that's what it is. Let's go out there and do it.
On the car that I'm going to have there.
Yep. Let's
Tony's on black car
is.
And Chris is love
heads
truck.
Up.
Kenny Duke at the
heads
helm.
Heads up. Yep. Heads up. 250 on 1,000. I'll do it.
Hey, Atomic Dog. I talked to Travis. Travis said that he was not going to lock in no money, but if he's there, if he makes it there, you and him are going to race.
All right, that'll work. That'll work.
Because he's in Sturgis for 2 weeks, and that'd be the day he's coming back.
All right, we can do it. Okay, next caller.
Tony
Thorne, somebody call him. Go ahead.
Herbie.
Go ahead.
Who's
okay,
who
somebody was trying to say
for?
Something. Somebody called for Tony. They said Tony Thorne.
Yeah, I said Tony Thorne. Yeah, that was Chris.
Me and Chris are locked in 250 on 1,000 for August 9th.
Yep. Yeah, I'll take that. Hey, it's all the dog. What about Donye? Can you get him on the horn?
Donye supposed to call me. He got a race this weekend. He's going to call me on Sunday. And I just got another word that the Obama boots want to lock Donye in also. The Obama boots, Jermaine with the Obama boots, want to lock him in also.
Okay, well, y'all got my number. You call me on Sunday.
Okay.
Who is
right.
Obama Boo?
That blue G-body that was at Brewers Nationals down there. Nas was driving. That's Jermaine's car out of H-Town.
Oh, I didn't know who Obama Boo was. I mean, why didn't he race anybody down there?
He was locked in to run prime time. He was locked in to run Tony Bynum. Tony Bynum paid the punk out because he said he had some water pump issues.
Oh. I didn't know if I missed it or what. I missed everything else.
Yeah. He looking for action. It's August 9th, so
I'll tell Donya, because Donya did ask, brought his name up too, so we'll see. All right, Sharon, next caller.
That's it for the hand.
Okay. Hey, man, well, we're going to go down, we're going to do final comments, and we're going to get out of here for the night. So, Sharon, go down and do final comments, and we're going to call it tonight.
Chris, final comment.
Talking to me? Sharon, you talking to me?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Hey, I'm having fun, looking for action. Let's do what we do. I mean, let's make this thing fun and make it fun for the fans. Heck with it. That's all I got to say.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
All right, Doug. Man, how you doing?
Pretty good. Wish you good luck on your lock-in. I see you finally getting some races and getting some passes down the track. Maybe in the near future do better because you and Sharon do a good show.
All right, man. We'll get out there and see what to do. It's just a grudge race. Win, lose, or draw. You got to get out there and see how it come out.
Yeah, got some good weather here in Portland, but ain't no grudging going on here. It's just, you know, people racing people, but the grudge game is dead in this town.
I hear you, man. All right.
Glenn, final comment.
He's going off the phone.
Okay. Rogue Warrior, final comment.
Good show, man. I see y'all on the night.
Get the mob and go mob that flow that you just see, though.
C-Town Tony,
I'll see you guys on the night.
Lamont, final comment. Louis, final comment.
Hey, all I want to say, man, you got to keep it plugged and it. Anybody going out to race this weekend, everybody be safe. And we them boys.
Eric, Kellen Miller, final comment.
Yeah, Tracy, Sharon, like I said, Tracy, it's going to be kind of tough to take a car that was built specifically for a rules class and apply it to grudge racing, but it could all work. It could all be a lot of fun. So, you know, let's go drag racing.
I hear you, man. Like, see how that do.
Flip, final comment.
Great show, everybody, as always. And I'd like to plead the fifth on the grounds that it may incriminate me. And y'all have a good night.
You didn't tell everybody what you're playing the fifth on, man. What kind of shit is that?
And I'm going to tell you like this, man. I seen a lot of bullshit thrown around on the phone today. And again, I cannot go no further because some people got untested cars and they just sitting there waiting to blow somebody's asshole out. But again, I done already said too much. I'm not gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna plead the fifth, Tracy. But I tell you what, in about 2 weeks, you gonna have so much action on August 9th, you ain't gonna know what to do with it. I guess not you, just the show. You gonna have so many people locking in, it ain't even funny.
I hope so, man. We're trying to do something for the fans, man. We're trying to do something for the fans in the grudge game, man.
What is that?
H-Town Harvey, final comment.
Come on, baby.
I don't know. I don't think he's talking to us.
Tree
Man, final comment.
Yeah, I'm going to say y'all keep it good. It's turned out to be a good show. I'm doing a Facebook back of that and getting some races. Catch y'all later on.
Flick, final comment.
Yeah, good show tonight, Tracy and Michelle. And, hey, keep it good. And nightmare when they go.
Thank you.
I didn't hear you. You say on me?
Yes, it's on you.
All right, you got a lot of static going on, but I can't hit it. Hey, well, man, good show, man. Appreciate everybody. Come on, man. One thing about it, it ain't personal. It's just grudging. We're going to do what we do, try to make action, man. And like I say, man, back half shootout. Tom McDowell, Ultimate Show Enough Racing, Ultimate Grudge Fest 5, going down August 9th. North Star, free money out there, and action. Come get in where you fit in. Hey, man, everybody, keep it safe. Keep it grudging. We'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody. Good time.